Natural one. Yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing that shirt. I wore my... No, I have a natural one shirt that I wear out all the time. And it was funny. I
natural 20.
Oh, snap. Put that one on bank.
It's banked.
I'm sorry, the overlay wasn't up yet. I just... So, racing up the stairs with his natural 20 athletics check. There you go.
Cartwheels.
Oh, man. Air of shame to you all.
I'm pretty spry. For an old guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
Oh, wow. And he's singing.
90s. I've returned hard.
And I have no hero points to give in this system. I'm sorry. So, what do you guys want
to
do?
You know, I've got gout and a bad knee, but when it comes to stairs, I'm not a weenie.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. You know, I got the knowledge because I hit the scrolls and books, but when I lift the skirts, all I get is dirty looks. What? Arif, go.
What?
Sorry, his skirts of his robe, you know.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. I was saying that you were just like flipping that. No. So, guys, what do you want to do? There's a secret door here. That's something to
try. We're going to go through it.
And another trap, another trap immediately appears. You should have learned to say lesson the first time. What were you thinking?
Oh, we're our icons. We can't put them on ourselves, can we?
Lost the time.
Yes. We're in dimension 299837. That last encounter happened in dimension 1732.
Wouldn't it be great if you could play an RPG, like an MMO, and it's like, I don't want to be in this instance with these other people.
The Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
God damn, there's enough people here beat the Quaddle.
Exactly. Dropping the tokens, scaling the tokens. There's Arif dropping the rhymes. Okay. So, we're all back.
Nice.
Still.
Arif wants to charge the door. Sorry?
I was going to say, I think we're still waiting on Joe. Just...
Yep, it's a door.
The natural 20, he does a flying kick at the door, barrel rolls through it, and just keeps running.
No, he's flying through the air, and he's like doing the charcoal rub along the wall, right? Never touching the ground.
Got the ninja sidekick.
Stop!
A hallway.
Most aggressive Yoda.
Most dark and ominous. A hallway. Not 10. Not 20. You can count. You can see the squares, right?
But many feet.
35 feet long. To a really cool looking door. And possibly a chamber beyond.
Oh, definitely a chamber.
So, I feel the knowledge forward, bubbling up.
Dragging my fingers lightly across the walls, reading the inscriptions by tactile sense alone. Yes, we're getting close. I can literally feel it.
He just wants to be writing so badly. He runs ahead in the dark. You just hear chisel. Ah, you can see here by the... Found it. Makes himself a nice big arrow. So we find a large stone door.
I search for traps, even though I lack the capacity. Oh, well, I've seen him do it, so it can't be that hard. 15.
You feel you're about to cross an important threshold. The kind of threshold that if I wasn't using the milestone for XP... that a story award might be given for getting this far. It's a feeling more than XP I can give you at this time.
I hold up my hand quickly. Wait, I think I found something. I'll search again. Okay. Knowing that I won't find anything differently, but raising the suspense.
All right. Arif?
16.
You did raise it.
I've given myself the courage to look deeper.
He hasn't.
Nope. The way seems clear.
He hasn't seemed to take. Hasn't learned to take 20 yet, like the pros. Well, Arif, you don't seem to find a trap.
I'll turn back. I think I've got this one. Open the door.
Okay. One last time. This massive stone door requires a little bit of strength check, gentlemen.
Nope. I back up.
Our three end steps forward, seeing Arif go.
Hang on. I'll make attempt.
Yeah.
8. 9 minus 1.
No.
It happened.
My arm. It's the gout. And I'll back up.
Arthur gets a 9.
One better. Still one better.
The gout is catching.
Can I assist him?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's try this again.
All right. Have this crowbar.
Oh, nice. That's a +2.
And then I'll instruct you on how to properly use it. +5 total.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And I will take 10 on my 8 other check.
Can I assist as well?
Sure. You can put up to 3 on an item or a door.
Yeah. So 16 +5 +2, 7. Yeah.
The door gives way with an impressive sound effect, which unfortunately I've already played prematurely.
I've got it.
That happens to you a lot, doesn't it? It's happening prematurely.
Like a sarcophagus covered in gold leaf rests upon a raised stone platform in the center of this chamber. The casket's covered is carved in the likeness of an adult man with his arms crossed over his chest and covered in a thick coat of dust. 2 ornate chests sit beyond the dais in the northeast and southeast corners, and between them stands 2 large funerary urns. The sole exit is the door which you've come in the west.
All right, I move up to the north to allow other people to start coming in.
Okay. I check for traps.
Where?
I will check the sarcophagus.
On the ground in front of me that I just...
And then work the room.
Yeah. 15.
Taking 20.
I will also jump on in there.
Arif
is feeling super brave at this point.
Okay. Arif and R3N, can I have a perception check, please? Stop right there.
Of course.
Where's Weloff? Is he like, you're still way back in the hallway? You're happy back there? It's a good spot for you.
Natural 1.
29.
3.
Natural 20. +9.
20. Hey, that's the balance.
Roll for initiative for surprise round, gentlemen. All but Arif are surprised. I have, only 2 of you can detect me because of my size and how I am hiding. A thin, silvery steel, reptilian-scaled bar lays across just beyond the edge of the dais and suddenly coils up and flexes out into the likeness of a cobra, though it appears to be made of iron.
I have a -1 for my initiative. I go next year.
I have a -1 for my initiative. I go next week.
17.
Well, actually I have a 7 total, but holy shit.
Nagis.
Oh, it's just a little snake. I'll just scale it down a bit there. You don't want sithing your pants.
Iron Cobra. Knowledge Arcana.
Sure.
Well, on my turn. That's what I think I'll try.
Okay.
Well,
you tell me. So everybody has their initiative laid?
Yeah.
Okay. We start actually with Arif, because it's just you and me, buddy.
Whatever knowledge is appropriate to tell me what that thing is.
Okay. Give me an Arcana check.
Okay. Knowledge 12.
It's obviously some sort of construct. It is made of steel, like iron, but is shaped, crafted, and moves like the real thing. What it can do, what powers it's been giving with a 12, you're not sure, but you're pretty sure being made out of metal, it probably has a damage reduction. And as a construct, has your standard construct traits. They could put all kinds of magic in constructs, tons of different things. From spell resistance to crazy AC to dark vision, you just don't know how fast, how nasty. They could even make this thing magically poisonous. But what it actually can do, you're not certain.
Okay.
The list goes on.
I will.
It could do your taxes. It could. Anyway, it could. The knowledge check actually in this system is free. So you still have a move, like a single move or a strike action, whatever you want to do.
I will fight defensively with my staff.
Okay.
That gives me an armor class bonus. With a single strike.
Sure.
So I'm at a heinous penalty to hit.
-4 for a +2 AC. Okay.
The combat actions. There we go. Actions.
Let's see if we have fighting defensively.
Take 2 from 2 or 4 from that, so I got a 3. I'm still relevant.
You're doing great. You're doing great, Pops. All right. It's turn.
That was less an attack and more of a
Well, I coil up. And, I hear you guys open the door. I lie in wait and then disturbed by a person on my right and a person on my left. 50-50. Wah! Somebody whacks the floor next to me. You win.
It lunges away from me.
It attacks Arif. But you know what? You have cover. Because you're on the corner of this sarcophagi.
I would definitely need that cover.
So two for the cover, two for your AC bonus. So I'm going to try and strike you with a -4.
Okay.
An old man and an old snake just battling.
Sounds like every trip to the bathroom.
There you go. Nice. But I still managed to hit Arif.
How did that hit? Oh, you rolled a 15. That's fine.
No, 16, -1. Yeah. I said bite. Oh, because actually it does have a +3 to hit. So it becomes a -8. So yeah.
Oh, you lied. You said it was an old snake.
I was simple with the penalties. Let's talk about damage. You take 6 points of damage as magically animated steel sinks into your calf. And then
I scream out, "I've got it right where we want it."
A bite injury. Can I have a saving throw versus poison fortitude, sir?
You may not.
Yes, please.
No, I mean, I'll make the roll, but I'm not going to make it.
This is the end of Arif.
6 total.
DC, as crazy as it sounds, is actually quite low at 11. Frequency.
Probably because it's heinous. Yeah,
one round for up to 6 rounds. Effect, 1d2 constitution damage, but you can save and neglect the effects after a single saving throw. But right now, you're actually going to take 1d2 con points. So I'm going to roll a d4. Oh, you know what? Okay. I think they have the custom d2 on here. Oh, they do. No, d3. There it is. Oh, it didn't work. Why didn't you work?
Yes. Con poison. The gift that keeps on giving.
Right?
2 points of damage to your constitution.
Well, that's going to suck more so.
Your con
is going to be a dead Arif.
Suck out the venom.
His con is 10. It drops to 8. And this, unfortunately,
lose a hit point.
He's going to lose hit points.
He becomes even frailer.
I have a plan.
Why do you currently have a -1 con bonus at 10?
Oh, because I put -2 in for con damage.
Oh, okay. There's a DMG for damage. Can we just put 2 in there?
That's where it was. I put 2 there. It gives me a -1.
Oh, okay. I see it. Sorry. I only saw the -1 on my sheet. So interesting. So your max AC, your max hit points go from what to what?
Did they drop you? 9 to 8.
They didn't drop it on your sheet, but.
Ooh.
Okay. And you've taken 6 points of damage. This does not bode well.
No.
So let's talk about round one. Top of the list is Fafal. What do you want to do?
Be a big snake.
Yep.
Well, you know what? In for a penny, in for a pound. I'm a wrestle it. Can I climb on the sarcophagus as part of the move action?
You can with an it's pretty simple athletics or acrobatics check.
Okay.
Give me one or the other.
I can do that. I cannot do that. Acrobatics 9.
It's actually only 5 to hop up or climb up.
All right. And then I'm just going to poke at it with my rapier. It's not letting me drop on the token.
I will even give you. Oh, it's because it's an. Sorry. I got it. I will even give you a +1 for higher ground. You have to put that in, but there you go.
Do that. 16.
No. You stab it with your steely knife, but you just can't kill the beast. It's made out of metal. And your piercing... Thank you. I thought you'd appreciate that. Your piercing action is for naught. Next. Anything else for fall?
I'm going to cry and Sith myself.
Vex, you are up. Well, F, don't hold back. You're on deck. What do you want to do, Vex?
I'm going to put away my rapier, and I'm going to draw a spear.
Okay.
Where the hell have you been hiding that?
I also have a short bow.
You've been hiding that in your pant leg?
He actually pulled a bow a couple times.
I have.
He didn't use it effectively or anything, but he did pull it.
I know spears are for snakes. And I'm going to throw it at him.
Okay. I have really good cover against you, considering I'm a small thing behind a box.
It's the snake.
Care to move?
In the box.
Yeah, you know what? I will move, but then I won't have an attack, so that's
you can jump on top of the chests.
Yep.
No, I meant like the actual chests in the corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you might...
No, I don't want to get in range of this guy.
Okay.
So I'll climb up on top of the sarcophagus behind Fafal.
Okay.
And that'll...
Okay. Floor's lava. Wellef, what do you do? Wellef, you're up.
Yeah.
Arif, what do you want to do?
All right, I will use my last daily use. There's not much left I can do.
We believe in you.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Yeah, I'll use the last of my fire strike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I glow for another minute, and then I will move onto the chest to the north of...
Okay.
And I'm done, sir.
Attack of opportunity as you cross through R3N Square. Let me just check my size and reach. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, I have 5 foot reach. Now, you do get a cover bonus, because I'm trying to attack you from around a corner.
Okay.
But it will try to take its attack of opportunity as you go for broke.
Yep.
And misses you with a 6.
Oh.
And you're up on top of the chest.
And I am done.
Hopefully it'll hold your weight.
We shall see.
Okay. That's it. Arif.
Yeah.
All right. I will pull out my potion of healing and drink it.
Okay. Do you wish to move at all?
If I move, I can't drink it.
Oh. But if you... Where are you pulling from?
Already take.
Where is it?
Built. At my hip.
That's fine. I can see that. You're a cleric and everything. So if you're pulling off your backpack and digging out a healing potion, guess what? Attack of opportunity. But I've already taken mine. So, yep. Glug, glug. Standard yep. D8 plus 1 for you, sir.
Alrighty. 3 points.
Do you have a hero point left?
If I had a hero point, I've never actually used one for him.
Yeah. You can use it to re-roll. You can use it for a plus 4 on your roll right now to make that 6.
That sounds appropriate. To use it on my...
Do something sword. Heroic, right?
And not die. Well, let's see. Hang on just 1-3 wounds. Mm-hmm. And I will make fortitude save with plus 4. 9. Or 10, excuse me. Fails.
So you use the hero point on the potion.
No, I use the hero point on... Oops. Is that a... That's a die 20, isn't it?
Well, you just clicked on your fortitude, right?
Yeah, because I want to bolster my fortitude save with the hero point.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that, right? And failed my fortitude save.
Okay, well, if you do it after you roll, you get a 4. If you do it pre-roll, you get an 8, which means you save.
Oh. Okay, sweet. Yay. That is totally what I would do.
Cool.
Little fight left in the old man just yet.
That's right. One successful save is cure. That's all you need.
Nice.
Ah, you're in Cobra. My turn. What have I got here? I got a guy with a flaming fist above me. Hasn't done much. I got... what did R3N do? Did we skip him? Oh, no, we're in round one, right.
No, I go next year, remember?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
-1.
R3N's in front of me. Above me is Fafal, who poked me with a stick. You actually made contact, but couldn't pierce. And then we got the old man who's backed off. So, reacting to Fafal, I would likely go for him. Dun, 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 dun. Decking Fafal with a 19... Plus 3, 22 is a hit, sir.
Yeah.
You take 4 or 5 points of damage as the crushing, because I barely, you know, my 5 foot reach, I get up the sarcophagus and bite you in the toe. Crushing, clamping, iron jaws, and poison save, fortitudes, please.
Gotcha. 13.
Unfortunately, the onset time, because it's actual bite injury, is pretty much instantaneous. It doesn't talk about there being any delayed onset, like you're ingested or inhaled. 13, save, cure, you are good.
Whoa.
But you're hurt. Everyone's hurt so badly. What have you got? 7 out of 9? Oh, or sorry, you had 9, you got 3 left. Okay, that is the Cobra done. But I'll tell you this, it's done attacking, it's not done moving. It actually tries to go through squares. It actually tries to go by the chest and actually go through Arif to get around. And I need to attempt. What's your CMD? And I got to add 5 because I'm trying to go through you. What's your CMD, Arif?
My CMD is 8.
Your CMD is 8. Okay.
Yes.
I need to do acrobatics. I don't seem to have that skill up. Okay. So I guess I'm just going straight off of dexterity. What is my dexterity?
Wouldn't that trigger attacks of opportunity from both Ren and Wolf? Uh-huh.
Yep. I'm confident, though.
And myself.
But first I want to see if I can move or if I just stay put. Because if I can't move, I'm not leaving my square. No attack of opportunity. 10. And yours is 8.
Trying to leave your square.
Yep.
I try to get past you. Ah! And I don't. Can't get past you. Oh, you know what? I did say I go by the chest. So I'm triggered here. As I enter the chest square, crawl around it, I trigger from, everybody. Everybody gets a whack.
Everybody.
But unfortunately, I cannot proceed, and I end up back where I started.
Everybody in the house whack a snake now.
Crit.
What'd you get?
As soon as the dice, everything stops flying by me here, I'll read it back.
Everyone's just like, I gotta go. Well, how about we do attacks of opportunity in the order of initiative? So let's start with our 3N, because you were going to go next. You'll still get your turn, but... Oh, sorry, I guess we'll just read them top to bottom, right? Where are we here? Ba, 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 ba. Yeah. I've lost track. Where are we here? Cobra. Round one, Fafal, acrobatics. Cobra attack, Cobra. Where's our first attack? It's saving throw. Here we go, R3N crits with a 19. Can you crit a construct? I believe so.
Yes. I don't think we're immune. I don't believe they're immune in Pathfinder, first edition.
So we have a possible crit. Did it confirm?
Don't think so.
Wait, that just says what?
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. No, yeah, you rolled a 12.
Yeah, it says crits on a 19. It's just part of the
I saw the crit, I got excited, and it didn't say miss or hit, so that's all I saw. I'm like, focused. Okay. My bad.
This thing moves quickly, and you strike stone and maybe scale off its back, but being made of iron, it's hard to hit. 12 misses. Wellaf attacks an armored arch strike of 21 and actually hits me.
Hurrah.
Hurrah. I targeted you lately. So what do we got?
You get 6 points of bludgeoning damage and 2 points of fire damage.
Okay. You find your fist not as effective as it normally would be. However, the fire does burn me. So it only takes a single point of bludgeoning damage and 2 points of fire.
Yeah.
And I've adjusted that. Who's next?
I believe Fafal with
a 6, unfortunately missing. Old Man Arif with a 17, also a miss.
Damn.
Oh, I was really rooting for you, man.
Pokey.
Yeah. And I ended up back where I was. So I attacked. I tried to move. No go. And it's actually R3N's actual turn.
Aha! I swing for real this time. Oh, that's a 21.
It hits.
Nice.
You get a little chink out of it.
Ka-chink.
You can do it.
9 points of damage.
It partially resists the damage, but it does take damage.
All right. I want to blow a hero point and attack again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you use your hero point already?
Did
you get one a level? We've been playing like we're like.
Did I? 20. Did I use a hero point?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyone else call?
You go ahead.
No. If we're.
No, it's fine because we can also you can use the patron points that we've been accumulating.
All right.
Guys like...
So, not hero point. Patron point.
Possibly.
PP away.
Thank you, patrons. Thank you.
You guys are the best. 14.
Miss.
The PP missed.
Missed with his V.
Oh, man.
Wait, can I use the hero point to give him a +4?
Yeah.
I do that.
Okay. So that brings him up to 18?
Yes.
Still a miss.
Fuck.
It's more of a consoling pat on the shoulder.
However, Fafal, if you follow the math, you guys need 20 to hit this thing. So I won't let you burn your hero point if you weren't confident that, you know.
Oh, I was following the math. I knew it was anywhere between.
That's true. It was a retroactive.
17 to 21.
Sorry. So. It was very heroic of you. You shove him on the shoulder, kick him with your foot, right? Get in there. Lean into it, right? No, go. Round two. Fafal, it's your go. You burn a hero point to assist, and his 14 becomes an 18, and no. Yep. Now it's your go, sir. What do you wish to do?
I'm going to try and stab again. Oh, that's a natural 1. Roll to confirm.
That's not going to hit.
I don't have a
roll
name.
Roll to confirm. That's a confirmed critical failure with 13.
Are you goading me to draw
a
card?
What of a 1?
I don't have a name, though technically this is the boss fight, though the last thing was a boss fight.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. I thought you pulled the critical failure cards on us.
I do, but we usually restrict them to boss fights, but you were that part of that conversation. You didn't suffer the terrible, I'll go for it. It's fun, right? Here we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Especially if I die, I'm curious how you're going to handle DVD. The timelines won't align.
Melee, shield crash. Your attack deals damage to your shield.
I don't have a shield.
Nope. You punch R3N's shield.
That's right. I give you. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So roll a d6. If you roll a 1, you actually hit R3N and damage his shield. 2. Well, if it takes it in the gut. No, I'm just kidding. So you're good. Some cards, you know, circumstantial.
Cool. And then can I 5 foot step or do I have to acrobatics off of the table?
First of all, you could just move. You could move right through friendlies and just get down.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to take a AOO.
Oh, well, since you've already attacked me, withdrawing isn't an option.
I'm aware.
So you want to... Oh, you want to acrobatic out of the square to avoid?
He wants to know if he can take a 5 foot step, but yes. Wants to know if he has to acrobatics, and that would prevent...
You could just fall. you wouldn't take damage, but you would end up prone in a square that's like here, and all you have to do is get back up.
That's fine with me.
It's dirty. You want to go behind Aerith?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, we're falling behind the tank.
Yeah, okay. So you 5 foot step and just fall back off the hook. Okay.
It's in the name.
Yeah, so you're prone.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen. Oh, man. I'm sorry, but I'm just digging you having fun with that name tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Vex, you're up, sir. Well, if you're on deck.
I would like to ninja styles myself onto the chest. Can I do that?
You want to step forward at the end of the sarcophagus and strike the snake with your spear? Or you want to, like,
cross? I want to, like... ninja flip off the corner of the sarcophagus onto the chest before I attack, because I'd like to put him in flanking position.
Sure. Can I have an acrobatics check that beats my CMD?
Because 15?
You're drawing attack of opportunity.
15?
Yeah, let me just check here. To acrobatically flip past me without drawing. What is my CMD? Is 13. So yeah, you're good.
Ninja flip. Pshaw. And in this position, I shall attack with my spear.
Okay. And his feet go, like, right through the chest. Sorry. Go ahead. Structural damage.
A two for five.
I saw it rest on the 20. I was like, there it is! Nope. Okay. Nice moves, though. Nice moves. Even with a +2. However, Wellef, now you can add a +2, and I have to be considered flat-footed. I'll just get to that in a second here. I will make myself flat-footed, because I am flanked. There.
I think if you play, you did it to Wellef, but
I did it again. Ah, damn it! Sorry, I'm used to.
It's all about the flag, baby.
Yeah,
yeah. Move the flag down to the snake. Make him flat-footed. Okay, sorry.
Because he's flat-footed. Check it and see. He gets no bonus to dexterity.
Wellef, nicely done. Yeah, nicely.
I will strike it
with a +2 because I had a +2 modifier. I can't give you that. In the system, so, yeah.
So that'd be a 20.
And that hits.
That hits. Yay, so D6 +2 for 3 bludgeoning damage.
Actually, an 18 hits because I'm flat-footed. Oh.
And 4 fire damage, and I am going to use last ability that I have, which is my domain strike, since I do not get blood.
Okay.
If I successfully... unarmed strike against an opponent. In addition to dealing my unarmed strike, I can use a swift action to deliver the powers granted by me by my deity.
Can you do that on top of the actual energy?
Yep.
Cool.
This is an additional D6 firebolt damage. An extra 3 points of damage. Fire. Huzzah.
You are roasting, toasting. Okay, he starts beating on this snake, okay? Guys, you see this thing start slowing down. It's clang, clang, clang. Wellef starts earning his paycheck at last. This thing is getting seriously beat up.
Yeah, that's it for my fucking comité.
Yep. The fire starts melting the scales, and it just looks like he's made of Play-Doh, and you've squeezed it, and then let go, and you get the big curves and dents in it, because it's melted from his holy fire. Well done, sir. Aerith.
I will continuing. And by that, I mean I am going to give verbal inspiration to REM.
Okay.
Taking a 10, giving him a +3 to hit.
Nice.
You gotta hit. Oi!
It's the Cobra's turn. This dude is beating me up. I turn my full attention to the crazy ass guy standing on the... Jeez, get off me. Son of a bitch. I just wanted to guard it too. It's my job in life, but
do we get a high ground bonus on top of all of our fun stuff?
On top of the sarcophagus, which is obviously like a good 5 or so up. Yes. Oh, okay. On top of a little chest. No, I'm not gonna.
All right. Had to try.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes for Wellef, striking at you and missing with the 10.
So close.
It's the most he's spoken in the entire dungeon. Everyone's just, even the snake's like, what? We're just watching him chuckle at the snake's feeble attempts. R3N, end of round two. I was a little worried this thing would wipe you guys out, but now? So worried. Little tactics, you know?
This.
Everyone's done something to aid?
My strategy will be to...
Okay. I get a plus two partial cover from because you're trying to hit me from around the box. So a negative two, sir.
Yeah.
I've been doing that with me, but I keep forgetting like those two combatants, like when I strike Arif for you, it's...
And plus three from Arif, so that's a plus one net total.
Sure.
Yep.
And Hadouken. 10.
Sorry, no. Round four, Fafal. Do you wish to stand up? Nice cold floor.
I do wish to stand up.
Nice cold floor, you know, it's comfy down here, but...
Get up, and I'm going to draw my longbow.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right.
Dropping rapier on the ground is free action.
Yep. Now, do you have a plus one attack bonus base?
Yes.
You technically, I wouldn't say climb, but you could acrobatically hop up onto the sarcophagus again while drawing a weapon, because movement and drawing are allowed with people plus one bonus.
I can't, because I was prone. Move to get up, standard to draw.
No, it's a move action to draw.
It's two move actions.
Right, and one, you're allowed to draw a weapon while moving the feet. Dude, you can do this, trust me. If you wish.
Okay, if you're letting me go for it, I'll go
it. Yeah.
All right, fine, taking the shot.
Pulling a weapon is a move action. I'm not saying you can't shoot. I'm saying you can move your feet while pulling out your weapon if you wish to change your position.
Yeah, so you stood up, and then you could jump up onto the sarcophagus while drawing your bow.
Okay, I wanted to stay where I was.
Okay, well, I'll just say it was just an option.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay. Vex, you're up. Well off is well off where he's standing right now. See? You can bend several characters' names, not just for fall.
I'm going to attack with the spear. Come on, baby. 12.
So close, but no.
And yeah, that's it.
All right. Well off. What do you got for us?
I will strike it.
Hold okay.
Finish you.
Finish you. Natural 20.
Natural 20.
not confirmed with a 10, sorry.
No. But I still deal 4 points of bludgeoning damage and 1 point of fire damage.
If you read carefully, it says damage 0 to Iron Cobra because it resisted. I actually have a DR of 5. But your one flaming fist inflicts one single point of damage and it melts in a heap and it's done.
Simmering. Yes. We survived.
Pile.
Hooray.
Oh, man.
And Welluf is the man with his little plus one flaming fists that I'm sure some people went, that's a stupid ability. It only does 1 point of damage. Well, there you go.
No, it does more than 1 point. It's a sick ability.
No, sometimes. Yeah.
On the one sided point of the die, yeah, it's one. But that's there's amazing. Many other numbers.
No, you know, I was thinking.
Thanks for the carry, bro.
I'd give you fist bumps, but not right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I did something. Yay.
I'm relevant.
You contributed.
I get a tree.
The burning bush.
So.
We loot. Oh, wait. The serif.
We note the items are there and then take them back for a display.
Two chests and a sarcophagi, which might have somebody special in it.
I take 20 to search the room for treasure.
Like everything. Never again will I roll raw dice. The one time he doesn't search and he sets off a freaking trap. I just couldn't believe it. I haven't let the record show. I said, are you sure? Oh yeah, no, I got this. I'll roll. It's for fun. Okay.
It was exciting.
It was. You don't seem to find a trap on the chest or the chest or the sarcophagi.
No sarcophagi girl?
Crack that bastard open.
Crowbar in hand.
Chest first. We'll do the chest first.
Okay. The voice of reason.
Just in case we have to fight something that comes out of the sarcophagi.
That's experience.
Yeah, really. Eh? Let's use this plus one sword. I took out of the box, right? Here we go. Okay.
Find 10 potions of cure light wounds.
It's Miller time.
Skipping the notable fact that Fafal kind of, that's a dusty looking sarcophagi. Lick, wipe. Ooh, Fafal, that's a gold leaf decorated sarcophagi.
Also a heavy gold leafed sarcophagi.
It's worth enough to spend time to try and salvage it, but moving on.
I already have one curse on me. I'm not getting another by completely desecrating a grave.
You mean was a gold leaf sarcophagi?
Would you like to open chest number one, chest number two, or look what's beneath the sarcophagi lid? Huh? No? Let's tell them at least one. In chest number one, you find armor. Padded armor that you, and obviously Arif, would note is stylized for the time and the position of someone important in one of Pharaoh's armies. The other chest holds a cloth sack that immediately disintegrates in your hand as you touch it, spilling 500 gold pieces and a well-preserved dark wood coffer out and into the bottom of the chest.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Vex will scoop up and examine the coffer.
Okay. Doesn't seem to be trapped. Well-preserved, dark wood.
Is it locked?
The coffer itself, no one ever actually praises anything anymore. Coffer itself seems valuable. No, it is not locked.
I'll open it and look inside.
You see two vials. It's worth 50 gold, Arif. Inside the coffer are two vials, an ornate lapis and carnelian pendant. Carnelian being semi-precious stones.
I'll pass it over to Arif.
There's also an assortment of carnelian, lapis, luzi, and turquoise semi-precious stones for a total of X amount of gold.
I'll give it the old appraising eye.
Okay.
21.
Stones are good 50 gold plus. The pendant should fetch for at least 70. Of course, on market, it's probably half, right? Darkwood coffer is technically worth about 50. There is 500 gold pieces of ancient Osirian gold all in the bottom of this chest.
It's a chain
mint.
That does not belong in a museum.
And some lovely... the anti-Indiana Jones. Mine! That does not belong in a museum. That's awesome. Can I please play a bard archaeologist that just runs around covering up everything he steals? It's the worst. I guess it'd be like the French guy that Indiana Jones like went up against, right? He just takes stuff. Anyway, armor ceremoniously folded, padded in one chest, a whole bunch of treasure in the other, and that leaves us the sarcophagi.
We're girl. We're equal opportunity here.
Sarcophagus lid beckons you in its gold leafness.
Crowbar Arthless assistance.
Do we remember the three rules of acquisition? Well, here in this secret place.
Pillage, plunder.
Yeah. And as long as you don't
fuck
respect.
With no ghosts. Don't right. fuck yeah. with no ghosts. Don't there... fuck with no mummies and curses.
Didn't say you can't take personal items from the dead. It just says don't
they
desecrate.
Just said don't disturb the
Yeah. No getting in there and taking selfies for fall with the you know grabbing a mummified boob or anything. No. As long as you're respectful and just gently take the, you know, ornate headdress off of the queen, you're good. We're going to pop this lid. We're going to use a crowbar. And we need a lead strength check.
Yeah, I got you for that.
With
lead.
Two.
I'll assist.
Okay.
With my stump.
All right. So we got a crowbar. That's a plus two. Got a
19 to assist. So yep. You get a bonus.
Yep.
So crowbar is a two, right, Frank?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, and then I got one assist, so it's a four.
My expert assistance grants three, so for a total of five for me.
All right, so I'm at a seven.
You've already flipped it. Now you're just arguing over who helped the most.
No, we're doing math. That's it. This is the game. Good, I needed that 7. 15.
Fine, I'll play the sound effect again. Slide across aside the sarcophagi lid, and in it is the mummified body of a man, along with many of his riches, in the chamber, which you've already looted. Inside the actual sarcophagi, he wears sarcophagi is in plural. Sarcophagus. The mummified corpse. Knowledge history? Anyone?
I will take that knowledge history. Never heard of her. Natural one for 10.
You're not sure this is Ekin Tempe. Not sure. Could be.
I'll have to go outside, sleep, gain a level, come back, and then take a 20 for a 30.
The possible imposter, mummified corpse, wears an exquisitely crafted gold funerary mask And we're talking straight up Tutankhamun, full on, with the little gold blue beard sticking out, like the full on mask.
Do not put it on. I've seen enough movies and animes to know that you never put the mask on. Ever.
Never go full mask.
All righty then.
Appraise?
I will. I'll think about it in a minute. Take a 20 on appraise.
Easily worth
24.
Easily worth 500 gold pieces for this mask.
Good lord.
Completely made of precious metals. Crafted a century ago. Probably the crown jewel of the find of everything. If you had to like lay out everything we took from this place in a blanket, that would be the most impressive thing. Beside the scarab shield, which is actually magical. You gotta say, that thing is pretty cool.
It's completely worthless. I'll take it.
It's heavy.
All right, I'll say it's worth a king's ransom. At least 500.
Bex rubs his hands.
I don't mind me. I just like rolling percentage dice. No reason.
No reason at all.
No curse. Reason at all. Well, what do you guys want to do next?
What is this curse here? A pecker rot. Oh my.
For those who are gender identified, those of us who are robots, we good.
The pecker rot curse is ineffective.
You always just go get a new one.
Lots of attachments.
Transformer.
So, gentlemen, what do you want to do now?
Is there anything else in that sarcophagus?
Nope. Not that you see. No false bottoms. A well-preserved body wearing a funeral mask. Armor pluck separated that in one chest and a whole Let's bunch of wishes in another.
I'm doing it. I'm plucking the mask.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The mask is...
Wow, would you look at these? This is so cool.
And
it makes that sound.
No, it makes a shearing, ripping, taking chicken skin off a baked chicken, peeling the guy's face with it. That's exactly what happens. And he's like, this is so cool. He's holding up and you just see oh, that's what Jason looks like. All right.
I always wanted to know what the inside of a face looked like.
That's a peculiar question to ask.
Do you return the dead to rest?
Close that back up.
Close little prayer from...
loot everything, and then I'll
my assistance is futile.
Because you're holding the mask. If you put the mask on, you can use your hand.
Yeah. Nope, it's a terrible idea. Not doing that.
Sorry, Arif, you had a little last-minute rites for him?
Oh, I was going to say, take everything of value for the church. And say another round of rites, and then, put him to rest respectfully.
Okay. Just playing a little dark prayer theme for you. It just looks like you're summoning a demon. So, guys, search the walls, search the floor. No more secret doors. Did we
miss think this is
anything? Did we want to go back to the old block and tackle and call it a day?
Yeah, start wheeling up our boots.
That sounds like the way to go.
500 gold's heavy, man. It's going to take us some time. Has the water drained off, or do we have to drag stuff through a puddle?
You have to, actually, there's the puddle bottom stairs, but if you technically take the secret passage that's crumbling, you could bypass the water room.
Sweet.
Nice. Yep.
Keep the doors open, right?
Yep.
So, looking at the map, if you guys are happy that you've searched and gone everywhere, and technically this is your place, I'm assuming...
Unless we want to start crawling in the bug tunnels, but no thanks.
Well, what I was thinking is, this is a tomb that still belongs to the city-state and Arkentepi. You were allowed to explore it, bring forth riches, and then you say, this place is searched, they're going to close it up, and, it doesn't become like, oh, anyone can just walk around in here. Like, you guys, close it off, and they expect you not to go back in once you believe it's finished. You know what I mean?
All the stuff. Yep. You want to know what? Maybe before we seal it up, we should take some time, or Arif should take some time and really thoroughly look at the water room.
Now, you're given as much time as you want. What you do is you go to the temple and say, I would like a new site to search. And hence, they're like, okay, you're done with the old site. Seal it up, and the watchful priest make sure that no one goes back in.
I don't think we spent any time historically searching the room. There were statues and stuff, and the dude attacked us, and they were just like, let's go.
Which room is this?
The water room with the
death trap.
Death trap sarcophagi.
Yeah, the death trap room.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think we spent enough time there. He started searching, but
You guys kind of clockwise your way around, poked around, and
okay. All right. We'll head back.
I could
history's sake.
If you guys want to showcase the entire room, I can tell you three things. First, they're beyond your watery secret door that you came through. On the north wall, Okay. There are double doors that open, and there is a portcullis and a fake room beyond 10 feet with the proverbial pipe with water coming out of it. And it stopped for whatever reason. The water is, you know, it got to its 18 inches or, you know, and stopped. Moving around the room some more, you find an actual secret door on the east wall.
Ooh.
Revealing a small 10 by 10. The small room is filled with humanoid-shaped bundles wrapped in linen. Each wears a small medallion around its neck.
Oh, for a second, I thought it was a pit of snakes.
No, it's almost as bad. It's a pit of people.
It is. Dozens and dozens of bodies laid neatly in rows, shoulder to shoulder, feet to the wall. Feet like it's like everyone, 10 people sleep in a cramped tent. You know how you lay yourself out? Everyone gets their little 2 feet of space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dozens of dudes, people wrapped in linen, human-shaped bodies, bundles wrapped up. Each wears a medallion.
That would Utecto be Magico.
Okay. No magic, but knowledge religion.
Okay, I will... Let's see. We've got all kinds of time, right?
Yeah.
I'll take a 20 on knowledge religion.
Nothing's like sitting up in its linen going, how dare you? Yeah.
I'll reach into my pack, pull out one of my many, many tomes, begin to read through, looking up technically to reference.
The medallions around their necks. Getting a what?
29.
Okay. Medallions around their necks are small wooden holy symbols marked with Phrasmus spiral. You believe they've each been given one as sort of proper funeral rites to ward off curses and ensure that these slave souls would travel to the boneyard and not just be denied whatever afterlife they had earned. So instead of like back in Tal'Dor, where we just said, screw the contractor and seal the bugger up in the wall and maybe he becomes undead, slaves that died or slaves that were, oh, your boss is dead, line up for execution, but don't worry. We will neatly wrap you, stuff you in a closet, and you can go on to your own afterlife. We will give
in
you proper...
In ancient Egyptian culture, they used to kill the people who built the crypt and seal them in their own tomb in a very similar fashion to this.
Yep. This guy, these
That's
slaves...
called a benefit package.
These slaves were considered property of Akintempi, so they were sealed up. However, they were technically, to the slave, this is great. You've been given an after, you know, you've been given a blessing. You won't be cursed. You won't be, you know, Phrasma protect you. And whatever just desserts the gods think you should get in the afterlife, away you go. Not a great deal, prospectively, but it's not a bad deal either, as far as Osirian culture is concerned.
Once I'm dead, you can't whip me.
You guys are from, half you guys are from Katapesh, so, you know, it's probably incredibly offensive. But, in Assyrian culture, it's like, oh, these guys were, you know, these workers were given severance pay. How nice.
Oh, wow. He shared his tomb with them. Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's a great employer.
The blessing of the gods. Yeah. Yay.
Coming around to a torch gun, not the one on the left clockwise that Arthrian muckled with, but the last one on the bottom right, east, you find that it turns like a lever. And you turn it once, and there's that ominous, heavy clicking noise rumbling in the distance. Just once. And then nothing. It's sort of free to turn or kind of stuck in that position, but whatever that means.
Let's see. Knowledge engineering. Does it sound, look, feel, smell, taste like some kind of a lever or key doorknob that maybe opened a door somewhere?
Either that or...
9. Nope. Never heard of her.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. We should spend 6 more hours looking everywhere. What it is. Not a bad idea. And sure, you guys spend the next 6 hours running off and double-checking every room and tapping on walls, but no. But you all heard it, you know? I mean, there literally is the one person on that lever, and we hear click, thunk, right? And it was
check
like,
the door in that room that closed and locked?
Damn it, what did you do?
Is it unlocked now?
The way we came in, the 3 doors... Right?
Uh-huh.
Nope, they don't lock. It just stops the water.
All right.
You're screwed. You got to go the long way around. Who knows? Camera pulls out, and there's like this one tiny corner of a little room we forgot, and it's like this little shaft opening up, and a little bit of gold spilling out, and camera pans into the room. It's a massive 20-foot vault. Oh, I guess we've got this place cleaned up. Off we go, guys. Crap. So, hours later.
Yep.
We are sophistically suffuncified.
And exhausted and beat up and...
Yeah.
Dire need of a break.
The day is late.
Dead.
Time to secure, hide treasure here. Take whatever treasure that you wish.
Celebrate our treasure, but
Vex, should we go and have another bender, as you called them?
No, I'm far too tired. Oh, and would my you... head still hurts from last time. That Mamra stuff is crazy.
You guys, oh, come on, Max.
That was fun.
Hitch up the old wagon and...
Yes, sir.
Haul our riches through the city of the dead. Hopefully, no random encounters ensue.
Harith, have you heard of benders before?
Yeah, he wasn't there.
They're amazing.
You'll have to tell me all about it.
Yes, Vex educated me quite thoroughly on them. First, you start by doing this thing called mamai. It's a powdered substance that you ingest through your nasal cavity. And then you start doing these things called tombs, which are, it's a drink in a drink in a drink. And then you drink it as fast as possible, which wasn't too much of a challenge, but some people seem to have a repulsion to them. Curious, why they're going back for a second time.
And the scene pulls out, showing you guys trekking with your treasure and your cart and your pony towards the massive dates, the massive doors, which are the front gates. And I'm curious, I don't know if I've actually shown the gates, so I will show them to you now. Behold, the...
Look at that obelisk.
Yeah, ominous. You see that? And I see them either taking in or taking out a party who was not as successful as ours.
Taking in, I believe, and turning...
So that contemplative sperm is the pharasmic symbol? Is that what that is?
Yeah, the confused yes. one.
The spiral, yeah. Just trying to line this up so you guys can sort of...
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We can see the gates. Okay. Upon reaching the gates, you see the guard there in his classic city padded armor. Oh, look at that. Now, jokingly, Arif, you went, I slapped that armor on. Do you actually take time to put on what might have once been Akatempi's armor?
It sounds like a loaded question.
No, you honestly went, I put that on immediately, and I don't want to get into some fight later going, I'm wearing the armor. Does it do anything? Oh. There was also a detecting of magics, was there not?
There was the detecto of magico.
What, detecting of magico, right?
Detecto.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his armor...
Drop it in the party loot so we can all see.
Put in the party loot. Just drop it in there and consequences be damned.
500 gold is a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's 100 gold each. Good times had by all. And that's before we even... I mean...
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Turn it over for historical reasons.
Research purposes.
Oh, but of course. All right. Bringing in the old treasure.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about armor. Let's talk about two vials. Little spellcraft, maybe? We did have 6 hours down there of licking walls and looking over stuff. Hmm?
Nice.
Yeah.
I see. That's just... Wait, vials?
Mm-hmm.
Vials?
What? Can I identify those with a craft alchemy check?
Yep.
It's the die that will never...
How you get higher rolls in Fantasy Grounds, see?
You're not
Why
wrong.
Am I taking a -4? Oh, that was from...
Because you're deaf. Oh.
No, because that was supposed to be for firing into melee, but then... I took the modifier out.
Firing a melee with a check. Ha!
All right, I got a 17 on the dice. My normal modifier is +7, so I got a 24 on my craft alchemy check.
A potion of Lester Restoration, which could technically restore, I don't know, constitution points and other stats in a D3 capacity. Mm. Not that that's anyone's a, lost that's, any constitution.
That's a saver for a rainy day.
Not a drink now because you're down in con?
Yeah, God, no. I can sleep tonight and get some of that back.
That's true.
So, giving it a good whiff, swirling mm-hmm. it around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe this is actually a potion of lesser restoration. It's actually very rare and expensive.
Yes. It's handy to have on hand, but nothing that I think we would use right now.
Okay.
That's a keeper.
And the other one?
14.
Dark vision.
Handy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the party as well.
And knowledge, arcana, spellcraft for the armor.
Can I take a 20?
Yeah, if you got time, I guess not.
Okay, that'll give me a 25.
Weighing 10 pounds. Arcana. Weighing 10 pounds, giving a padded armor bonus of only +1. It incorporates a maximum dex bonus of 8, if you happen to be that. Only has a spell fail chance for arcane, not divine, just arcane spells of 4%. Okay. It has the staunching property. A staunching suit of armor helps stop the flow of blood from the wearer's wounds, automatically tightening like a tourniquet in the appropriate places while also magically reducing the severity of the wound. Staunching armor reduces hit point damage, ability damage, or ability drain by the amount equal to its enhancement bonus if the damage or drain was from a bleed effect. The wearer also adds the armor's enchantment bonus to constitution checks to become stable.
Badass.
Mm-hmm. It is also, besides being a +1 staunching padded armor, it is of traditional or Syrian design, consisting of a quilted cuirass, which is your kind of chest piece, of lightweight, breathable linen, a linen kilt, and a teardrop-shaped groin guard of stiffened linen. Exactly. Says.
You've got to protect the gooch.
Besides its anti-bleeding, besides its anti-bleeding properties, this armor grants the wearer the sense of impending danger. Once per day, as a free action, when the wearer attempts an initiative check, the wearer can add a +3 insight bonus on that check.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Padded armor +1, but does some cool stuff to keep you alive.
It's a good thing I'm wearing it.
Suckers. I mean,
well, I'm only proficient in light armor.
Yep.
So please, please,
light armor.
If that is okay with everyone, right?
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna hog it. If someone else needs it, let them have it.
I think it was like a caster, and the, I don't know. It's up to you guys. Hand in
pass
this.
Pass.
Joe, what do you wear?
He's been naked this entire time. It's disgusting.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't wear
no armor for me.
Okay. He just rubs his pectorals.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, you were Vex, I guess.
Fofon, Vex.
Sorry, was it?
Our magic armor.
Akintemi's +1 padded staunching armor of awareness.
Of +3 to initiative once a day.
Yep. +1 con bonus stability. Blah blah blah.
Pretty but, nice.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick.
And I believe I can wear padded, can't? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a rogue, seems like a pretty good idea to me.
Yeah. Take it.
I'll bust that out.
Okay. I'm transferring it.
I'll try it on, move around a little bit. Oh, it's a bit tight in the groin.
Yeah, right. Your member is obviously shriveled. And all right. There you go, buddy. Equipped.
Nice.
Da, 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 da.
You didn't have your leather armor equipped. Why did your AC suck so bad?
Oh, really?
Or either that or when I clicked on it, overrid. But anyway. So now, an interesting role-playing cutscene.
Opportunity.
Sure. As we approach the gates, there is the proverbial guards on the inside, guards on the outside, right? There's a line of guards on the inside. They let you pass. Big crowd today. There's been a little bit of in and out because we're on our second or third day and people are emerging or defeated and trying to get back in there and double down on the next site and that kind of thing, right? Been such a bit of traffic. And we find as we emerge through the gates that a crowd has sort of flocked to one side. They don't block the street. The guards, you know, give them that respectable, hey, 60 feet back, you know, don't stop the people coming in or whatever. But in an available space to one side, there must be easily 60 to 100 people all just hanging out. Some are sitting on blankets. They're eating. It's not like it's a festival or any kind of market. It almost, I would give it the same atmosphere like they're waiting for a concert. And they filled up Ontario Place. Like, it's just people everywhere. A lot of them sitting, getting shade, talking to each other in small groups, people moving around with water and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not the same festive atmosphere as when the lottery was. And it's certainly not like the whole city turned out in the main square. Also during the lottery that the Phrasmites held. This is just a group of people, mostly young people, hanging out. The guards are watching them warily, but they're, you know, keeping their distance. And you guys emerge, and then they seem to take note of your number, who you are, and start, you know, shouting and telling each other and banging each other, you know, on the side. And someone starts ringing a gong, like some kind of announcement, and people start ringing bells, and it's all this, it's like all these percussion instruments start going off. People are banging them in almost like in celebration.
Master Arif, is this a tradition?
Well, it seems we're one of the first to come out successfully.
Mm. A cheer even arises when there is that sort of, we get out far enough and everyone has a clear view of Arif and R3N. A familiar face. Three people shuffle forward to greet you and bow low. Arif, you recognize this elderly gentleman as one of the oracles of Wadjet that confronted you in the tavern where R3N and you guys slept one night at the Whispering Stone. Him and a small contingent of faithful wanted to meet him, greet him. R3N had slipped off into the night and buggered off. Maybe he was just shy. You defended the man's right to privacy. Had a little back and forth with the Oracle. They seemed dependent on some sort of prophecy that a meteorite would fall from the sky, signaling the return of the old gods. You, representing the new gods, he was polite, but very curt and a little standoffish with you. You've also taken note that in the last couple days, you guys have heard, and Fafal definitely knows this, because you've been hanging out with these guys. Fafal, it's your peeps, man. Okay, now there are, like, a couple of oracles and priests. And then there's the flock, which is the contingent of people, mostly young, that the oracles have convinced, hey, the time is now. Let's not get caught with our shrine pants down. We should clean up the river. We should clean up the shrine. They've been sweeping. They've been cutting. They've been trimming. They've been expanding along the river. And the city doesn't mind because they're cleaning it up. And it's not like they're claiming inland, encroaching upon the vault of Adabar, though Adabar has been watching them. And they haven't hindered anyone from going down there, doing their laundry or whatever. But like being at, I'm just trying to think of an example that these days wouldn't find offensive. You remember back in the 70s where the Hare Krishnas would hang out at the airport? They weren't there to bug you, but they would greet you. People, foreigners, would come off a plane and they would, give you the Hare Krishna bit, and they'd greet you warmly and give you some flowers, and, you know, it's up to you to accept their message or whatever. This is an old thing that kind of became a joke at airports. This is what they've been doing at said shrine, Fafal. You've seen it. You've been involved. You were, you know, romancing the young priestesses and hanging out with them and, you know, looking for a little bit of protection, hiding out in their numbers. Cats don't like rivers. They've come out in a huge throng. You told Deftheris that you were going, like, a few of the girls know that you went in there. And I guess they told and it got up the food chain, and now it's like Fafal has gone in to fetch the chosen ones or something. This is a bit of a leap in assumption, but you come out, there's you and R3N, and they spot R3N, and it's just... they all just start freaking out. The old oracle comes over, completely ignores Arif, and a smiling nod to Fafal, and politely addresses R3N. Does not ask for, you know, could you come with us, step aside. These guys, about four or five of them, come out and block your path. And the old guy approaches R3N, and he says, "Blessed Wadjet upon this day, you have returned to us. Great one, please tell us what adventures, what riches, what experiences, Wadjet, what trials, what life bringing." I'm sorry, and he, you know, gets into this sort of bit of a weepy or whatever, and they, you know, the oracles next to him kind of pat him, is, you know, a little bit overcome. And a younger, still middle-aged oracle, a priest beside him, a Wadjet, turns to the crowd and just sort of announces officially, "Ren. Not R3N. Time, telephone, days, they call you Ren. Ren has returned." And a cheer goes up. And they just come at you. And they just, you know, people just come and just start fawning over R3N.
Greeting. One moment, please. Detect evil.
Okay. Scan. No.
Greetings. I am R3N. Who are you?
They explain that they are Wadjet's new flock, that you're coming, that the oracles have prophesied, they believe. They wish to serve Wadjet through you. You are a symbol, you quickly learn, of their faith that Wadjet is coming. The older gods of this nation are apparently returning. A terrible misconception that you have something to do with this. Wadjet.
And by this point, I've heard of Wadjet. I know of this god, the river goddess.
Yeah, there was an oracle that visited you in your bed when you lost your memory.
Mm.
and she was polite and talked about great things about you, and you know everyone was so nice, and this one orc will visit you in your hospital bed. The Phrasmites would only let one of them in. And this is, remember when you guys left the temple of Phrasma a couple days ago? There's like 12 of them all lined up making a fuss. You didn't think it was for you at the time. Now there's like 60-80 people all freaking out that you came out of there alive. What do you guys do?
Arthurian kind of looks pleadingly back at the book, back at his companions, woefully unprepared to deal with a crowd.
I address the crowd of sycophants.
Okay.
Bitches, move. And begin to usher Ren through.
Okay. Yeah. They'll let you guys through. They'll let your cart through. But at this point, like, you see, you know, like how they have like the crowd line of famous people and you're buried behind all the people of Glamons, and they make room mm-hmm. for the star. It's kind of the other way around, as if you're the star and everyone's giving you birth in your wagon, your limo. But Ren has been sort of sucked into this edge of the tape line, and there's just people all around him, and they won't give him up. They're ignoring you. There's so many people trying to talk to him, and you know, they're being nice to him. They're just like waving and patting and asking for yeah. blessings.
And Arthurian is nothing but platitudes.
Yeah.
Greetings. Yeah. I am Arthurian. Yeah. Greetings. Pleasure to meet you. I am Arthurian.
Exactly. The poor guy is just too nice. And then the again, the old oracle starts banging on a gong, pulls out like a personal bell, and I wouldn't say they quiet, but they certainly take it down a notch and look at him. And he claps his hands, and out of the back of the crowd, a bunch of people come with this blanket. And there's four people holding a blanketed board, and they roll it out. And they say, "We have a gift for you. We have petitioned the Church of Phrasma to return your rightful belongings." And they unveil your tower shield.
I recognize this. Yeah. I thought this has been lost.
Nope. They lean in. Somebody, you know, they also make sure, like, Eris, right? Close by, not loud enough to like insult the guards or the platitude, but definitely that 10-foot shot of a voice that Arif can hear it. The Phrasmites, they claim, greedily tried to, you know, keep you from your stuff, and we wouldn't have it, and we petitioned them. They say they went through proper channels, but you know, they kind of make out the church a bit of a bad guy, you know. Anyway, oh, they happily return you your tower shield. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I appreciate it. Who is my closest party member?
Arif. You've got everyone is like sort of 10, 15 feet away around the wagon. Then you have Fall kind of hovering on the edge, and you have Arif kind of stepped over and went, "Hey,
Arif, please, the scarab shield. Please hold this as I hand it."
Okay.
All right.
Now, when Ren turns to you, calls your name, and holds out a shield to you, they part for you. When R3N wants to do something, they get out of the way, and you have a clear access to him now, Arif. And he's holding out his little scarab shield. You saw what it could do. Actually, no, you bailed.
I wisely bailed.
Oh, you wisely bailed. Sorry.
Tactically.
Yeah. Anyway, you have your path that you wanted, because R3N wishes to give you something, so they clear. You know, there's that little funnel. And now Vex, you guys can see, you know, they've given back his tower shield.
And when he gets close to Arif, okay. Are the people of Patai known for their extreme devoutness?
Vex, you feel sick. The crowd parts. You see these people give something back to R3N, and he's giving up his little shield to Arif. Fafal, I'm assuming you're crowd-pleasing? You're smiling, joining them, or are you just guarding your loot? What are you doing?
I'm just kind of chilling, you know, watching how things go.
Okay. Some people are curious. They draw closer to the cart, but they still keep a respectful 10 feet away, and they're smiling and trying to get your eye, nodding and pointing and cocking their heads. But R3N is talking, and they just kind of like, okay, we're in a good spot to see what he brought us, but, you know, R3N's talking. They all want to listen. Now, this is your front row of 20. You know, beyond the back, they're just all, yeah, he's back. Yeah. He's, you know, they're chanting and having a good time. So there still is a din of noise. Vex, you feel ill. Can I have a fortitude save, please? You see this play out. The crowd parts, but for R3N's gesture towards Arif, Arif draws in. Sorry, Arif, I'm assuming you were approaching R3N as you wished earlier to grab the shield or do it as you wish?
Two.
Two. You feel horribly ill. You gain the sickened condition. You face plant and start vomiting like mad. Can I have a perception check for Fall?
Not again. Blah. Blah. Is it the black stuff again?
Nope, just regular vomit.
Okay.
13. Good.
You vomit up whatever water, whatever, you know, last meal.
Rations.
Anyway, as soon as you do, you immediately feel better. It's like something didn't sit right. It's suddenly you get out in the heat and the sun after being in the nice cool tomb, and it just all the excitement on everything just kind of washes over your body and brain, and you're feeling held up and all that excitement, that stress, and it just turns your stomach and you just bleh, there goes your lunch.
So I like, you know,
you get up, yeah, you feel good,
stand up and be like, okay. Oh, pardon me, start kicking dirt.
Can I have a willpower save?
Oh,
you feel like crap, you're covering up, you know, you do it
six.
Yeah, you kick sand like a cat over the vomit, and Fafal gives you a dirty look. But beyond that, Fafal, I asked for perception. Did I miss it?
Yes. Okay. 13.
13. Corner of your eye, you're on the other side of the cart, but you do catch Vex kind of having another episode. Now, last time he did this, he puked up black goo, right? Now, you partied with him. Exactly.
The dissolving part.
This time, it's just like that bender you guys went on, and he just can't hold his lunch, and he seems okay right away. He just, you know, face plants, has a good go. Oh, my God. Gets back to his feet, you know, looks embarrassed. Right?
I'm still going to start moving towards him.
Sure. Vex. Sorry, your willpower.
Six.
You lock on to the shield. You have a terrible feeling that it's extremely dangerous to you. For some reason, and it should not be in R3N's possession. You feel yourself moving towards Arif and R3N, almost walking in a daze.
Okay.
Aiden, Fafal, yes. You intercept Vex. He's just kind of, you know, did his embarrassed thing, starts staggering towards R3N with a really weird, constipated look on his face. He's literally 5-10 feet away, not even 5 feet from Arif, 10 feet from R3N, who's on the edge of the crowd, again, being very nice and everything, passed off the shield, looking at it kind of thing. Fafal, you get to him, and you do what?
I'm just gonna, you know, grab him by the shoulder. Are you okay, my friend? This isn't the first time you vomited in this area.
Vex, can I have another willpower save as somebody's shaking you from your days? Sorry, well, Fafal, keep going.
I think we need to get you out of the sun. Come on, this way. I'll take him and try and turn him around.
Okay, back towards the cart. Get him under a blanket. Just down the street. We're literally out in front of the gates of the city. Like, it's just big street, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, back towards the cart. Blanket actually sounds like a great idea. Get it over his head, and then, like, let's just get him to the inn.
Okay. So you get him back to the cart, toss something over his head, get him out of the sun. You feel really weird. You feel staggered, Vex. You feel almost drunk, like almost... It's strange. You hear Fafal talking.
Yep.
And yet, you know how they do the movies where the bomb goes off and there's that ringing in your ears?
Yep.
You have that. Your ears are ringing and it's giving you a headache. And you hear Fafal going, dude, you look like crap. Here, let's get back in the car. Here's some linen. Put this over your head. Let's get you out of the sun. We should get back to the, you know, yeah, pony, go to my apartment. We'll stop. So, we'll have the guard there.
I'll be led.
Yeah. So anyway, he gets you to the cart, and assuming the two of you, Arif and R3N, or what, they're on their own, you're just going to try and get the cash and the cart out of here and get Vex on his way?
Yeah, like, I'm going to start moving and yell.
Okay.
We're leaving, people. Okay. We got to get moving. Vex isn't feeling well.
Arif, your party's moving on. R3N is kind of buried in niceties. What do you want to do?
Try to let Ren know that we're leaving and it's getting kind of important. Okay. Know, urgent.
Yeah, you get his attention.
Let's go.
Okay.
And try to GTFO.
All right. You do notice you get close to him, right? And it's not like they're being mean, like they bodyguard block you, but you do notice that people just kind of step in and surround him with glancing back, you know, like, oh, I didn't see you there, keeping you, you know, from touching him kind of thing. Anyway, R3N. Mm. Arif saying it's time to go.
Oh, very well. Thank you for returning my property to me. If you could please, I must return to my allies. They are in need of my assistance, and we must vacate the premises. Thank you.
Oh, we have... Anyway, so they're like, oh, no, you know, don't go. Come with us. You know, will you come with us to the river? And we're going to do afternoon blessings with Wadjet, and we have food, and, you know, all these people are... been waiting for hours upon hours, implies the oracle, just to see you. It would do a great blessing to, like, you know, let us bless you, take you to the river, you know, maybe you do a little
indeed
baptism.
I will arrange to meet you at the Temple of Wadjet behind the Temple of Adabar shortly after this afternoon, but I must see to my allies first.
A temple? A temple? They just, and then you just hear temple, 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 temple. He said temple, 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 temple. Just kind of goes through the back, right?
Indeed, the center of worship, correct.
The shrine, the shrine, the temple, the shrine. Does he intend to build us a temple? Yes. Maybe he intends to build us a temple with all that money. More cheers. By the time he gets telephoned to the back of the line. Anyway, they let you go, but they follow you. 60 people follow us through the streets. They respectively give R3 and his distance of about 20, 30 feet. But as if you guys were like, you
can
know,
we
like
get the stats on a humor.
I have a feeling they might be a knowledge check away.
I believe the proper term is infestation.
You guys want to head back to the Whispering Stone, or do you want to go somewhere else? Okay, you guys go back to the Whispering Stone, and the place fills up with Wadjet worshippers. And Blossom has her heyday. Two drinks, Riverman, you. You know, they're the new flack, a new crowd, go nuts. They just fill the place up. And she's Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
I was to say, R3N definitely wants to make sure, like, if Vex isn't feeling well, he wants to make sure that the crowd doesn't bother him at all.
No,
so he always makes sure.
Fafal's got him in the lead with the wagon. You're in air for trailing behind. Mm-hmm. You notice the crowd moves with you. If you approach Vex, they're right there seeing what you're going to do with him. Mm-hmm. You back off a little bit, or you know, ask Arif to look after it. But you notice, like, the crowd just seems completely focused on you. Mm-hmm. They watch everybody as a group. Oh, this is R3N's companions. Like, they get it. They're interested in what everybody does. But if you crowd Vex, they crowd him.
Okay, so he stays away from Vex. But Master Arif, is this accustomed to normal culture?
No, you actually seem to have become quite popular with these people. Perhaps they see you as some sort of icon or herald,
but
something important.
And during this conversation, mm-hmm. R3N has asked for space, some distance to walk with his companion.
You like what? Address the crowd, going, "Please, I must confer with my companions."
Yeah, those closest. Please, I wish modem of space between me and my friends.
If you're very specific, like modem, then they give you the 30 feet. But you didn't say you didn't say leave. You didn't see what I mean. So they'll follow.
No.
They back off. Yeah, they back off. But they're and they're picking up numbers. Arif, Fafal, they got to be at least 150 people by the time they get the Whispering Stone. They surround it. They're all trying to get in. Blossom is crying because she's having to turn customers away. You know, she's got the full staff. Starts hiring kids to run. Go wake up waitress so and so. It's her day off. I don't care. Yeah, that kind of thing. Anyway, you show up. And she's raised the rate of your room because she sold it. Like, she's like, these adventurers, you know, paid for the room. You guys came back, have been doubling down. You guys have been gone for so long. You know, we thought you were dead. Didn't think you were coming back. However, since we had an agreement before, I could let you have the room, but I have to compensate. Like, I got to give those people their money back plus some more. So if you don't mind paying a bit extra, I'll give you the room. Hell, I'll give you the whole floor if you want to pay for it.
We'll just take the room. It's fine.
Without skipping the diplomacy and the obvious shakedown, she conveniently, you know, gets a bit more out of you guys. But at this point, where else are you going to go? Yeah. The lottery's in full swing. Every tavern is full, you know. So up you guys go, and you're finally alone in your room. Vex, you still don't feel well. You feel like you're hungover is the best way I could explain it. You know, you feel queasy to your stomach. You're dizzy. And there's that ringing in your ears.
Okay. I think I need to lay down. I'm so sorry for this. I do not know what came over.
Did you go on a bender without us?
No. Please. I must rest. So,
is there any signs or symptoms of this? What could be creating or causing this?
Sure.
Other than,
he's asking for rest. Obvious. You want to play doctor and he'll check and check him out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I can't explain what medieval would consider the man has the flu or caught a virus, but you know three things with a decent heal check. What's your check? Or do you want to do that 10 miracle?
Let me see what my 10 miracle is. Let's see. If I took a 10, I'd get a 20.
Okay.
So let's do that. I'll just take a 10.
A D&D virus. He's ill. He's cold, clammy, sweating profusely. He's fevered. He claims to have a ringing in his ears. And he claims to have a ringing in his ears. And he's out of it.
Any symptoms of local diseases or parasitic infections that match these?
That what he's going through could be a staple for a bunch. So he's incubating. In a day to 3 days, it'll turn into something. He'll break out in spots, and it's the pox. He'll get a sore throat, and he has river throat, strep throat, you know, his fever will break and he'll just be fine in 3 days. Like, he's at that tipping point where his body, you can tell, is fighting it. It's raised his temperature and all this stuff, right? So right now, fluid and rest, and to see what it evolves into. He doesn't have any specific symptoms just yet. He has something that could be a couple of things. However, you can rule out it's not a curse. You can rule out it's probably not a deathly disease. He's probably, you know, been exposed to something in the crypt that has, you know, made him ill. And it took a day to catch up with him. And now, you know, the young man, he is from another country like you. You spent more time in Osiria than he has. He's new. He came back from 12 years, you know what I mean?
Who knows how old that water was that we're trudging around with?
Canadians fly to New York. We get the New York cold and flu that's going around. You know, something like that. So it's like, you know. Yes, that water might have been contaminated. And you've got our rogue is touching everything. Touching the doors, licking the walls. You don't know why he thinks so tasty, you know.
Okay. But I can't narrow it down to anything specific.
Oh, no. Perhaps it is a curse of the mask. I'm doomed.
Well, you take it off. Take the things off and separate yourself.
You didn't wear it, did you? You just kind of like went, I'm taking this, but you didn't put it on, did you?
No, I didn't put the mask on.
Oh, okay. It's obviously the cursed gold. Quick, give it to me.
I'll take it to the devil and bless him.
I'll purify it.
Yeah, because in the other room with these guards. I don't know you. That's good. Gentlemen, I'm assuming you all wish to rest.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye on Vex. You rest. You
we'll go. Him when he dies.
You guys want a solid night of rest for him to heal, for you to get your constitution back, your soul, you know, rallying, hit point rest, and spells. Right?
Hooray!
That is the plan. And gentlemen, congratulations, because when you wake the next day, you shall be second level. But one last thing, in the middle of the night,
I ignore it and go back to sleep.
Vex staggers from his bed when questioned by somebody other than Arif, who goes back to sleep. He just kind of staggers to the door. You assume he's just going to go pee or something.
Arthurian doesn't sleep.
Arthurian, you don't sleep. What gets out of Vex's bed doesn't look like Vex. Do you have dark vision?
Yep.
In black and white, you see a lumbering ill Vex fall out of his bed, get his feet from under him, and get up, shoulders and head down. But his skin, his hair, even his toes through his little sandals, he's wearing his armor, or what he took off to sleep in. It is Vex. He was there. But he gets up, and his skin has darkened to a black, obsidian-coated carapace. And his head comes up, and his face isn't there. It's just a shield of this black ichor. And then two slits where his eye should be open, and two glowing bluish dots regard you, and then
Vex.
Narrow.
Vex.
And he takes a step towards you, heaves himself up, and projectile vomits all over you. Can I have a ranged touch attack? Vex, a ranged touch attack from the muted Vex.
Ranged touch attack.
Yep.
That'd just be your raw range, right?
Yep. Where are you, Arthurian? Are you just sitting in a corner on a chair? Are you lying in the bed? You don't
14.
Even sleep?
14.
That's generally what I do.
Okay.
No one's complained yet.
What's your touch AC?
Oh, it's pretty low.
Did you take your armor off to rest?
No, but it doesn't help versus touch.
Well, if you wear armor 24/7, you gain fatigue, so, but you don't get fatigue because you're an android.
That's right. So my touch AC is 11.
14. Dude, projectile vomits black ichor right down the front of you.
This isn't the first time, just so we can have, for the record, be clear.
True. The bender was quite something, but this is different. This stuff hits you center mass. He's nice enough not to hit you in the face. He hits you center mass, and it just drips down. And you're like, okay, well, who cares? You know, you're wearing your armor. And then
Vex,
you look.
You're not feeling well. You should go back to rest.
You look down as a slit that was an orifice that puked on you closes into a narrow line, and this black ichor he vomits all over you starts to quickly melt
and dissolve your green screen.
You dissolve your armor, and we'll see you next time on The Man from Osirian, Mummy's Mask.